First up today, we've got all the travel news that you can use. The death toll in the magnitude 6.7 earthquake that struck Japan's Hokkaido Island last week has risen to 44, with 660 others injured. Two people remain missing and at least 641 people were injured, while evacuation centres are still holding over 2,500 people. The quake is the latest in a string of natural disasters that have hit Japan recently, including floods, typhoons, landslides and heat waves. As a result, the disasters have affected Japan's power supplies, as well as road, rail and air services, which are slowly returning to normal schedule. San Francisco has welcomed new direct flights from Melbourne following touchdown of the Qantas Dreamliner flight QF49 last week. Taking off from Melbourne every Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday and Sunday at 9:40 p.m, the evening departure gives passengers the opportunity to join connecting flights to North American gateways, including New York, Chicago, Washington DC, Boston, Nashville, as well as Mexico City. The return flight, QF50, departs San Francisco at 7 p.m, arriving at 6:30 a.m. 2 days later, having crossed the international dateline, and allows passengers to connect to other Australian cities in daylight hours. Increasing numbers of corporate travellers are bringing families on business trips, according to research by the Association of Corporate Travel Executives, ACTE, and American Express Global Business Travel, GBT. In a new report, the organisers found 38% of travel managers in the Asia-Pacific region reported an increase in inquiries about family travel, while 47% noted an increase in travellers wanting to mix leisure with business. The research found that frequent business travellers found life on the road isolating and put strain on family life, and as a result, many wanted to bring family along on their business trips. AirAsia X has scheduled significant additional capacity into Australia over the upcoming December-January peak holiday period. The carrier's Gold Coast to Kuala Lumpur flights will increase from daily to 11 per week, while Perth to Kuala Lumpur flights will also operate 11 times a week. Sydney to KL services will increase from the current 11 weekly flights to a double daily A330-300 operation. Australia's cruise ports are set for a bumper season, starting this weekend when Princess Cruises' flagship Majestic Princess sails into Sydney Harbour, where she will be home-ported for a six-month season. Majestic Princess is one of 20 ships across Carnival Australia's fleet sailing in Australian waters during the summer cruise season, which runs from now until April next year. The cruise ships will make a record 696 port calls and generate around $500 million in economic activity across the nation. As the country's biggest cruise operator, Carnival Australia represents Princess Cruises, P&O Cruises Australia, Carnival Cruise Line, Cunard, Holland America Line, Seabourn and P&O World Cruises. Cunard's Queen Elizabeth will spend February and March next year in Australia with sailings from Sydney and Melbourne. The other big player in Australian water this summer is Royal Caribbean Cruises, whose first ship for the season, Radiance of the Seas, sails into Sydney Harbour on October 6. Later in the month, Explorer of the Seas returns to Australia for her fourth season and Celebrity Solstice returns for her seventh season. In early November, the superliner Ovation of the Seas, one of the world's largest cruise ships, carrying 4,000 plus passengers, returns to Australia for itineraries from Sydney to New Zealand and the South Pacific. About 40 different Australian ports will be visited by cruise ships this summer, including first-time calls to Batemans Bay in New South Wales and Flinders Island in Tasmania. The United States is facing major storm threats on both sides, with the Hawaiian Islands bracing for yet another big blow, this time from Tropical Storm Olivia, while the East Coast around North and South Carolina is being seriously threatened by Hurricane Florence. While Olivia has weakened from hurricane status, it was expected to travel north and west, thus missing the Hawaiian Islands. But it changed course and seems certain to cause flooding and mudslides on Oahu, Molokai and Maui from tonight and through tomorrow. Last month, Hawaii was hit by Hurricane Lane, but Olivia is travelling faster and is expected to dump 8 to 12 inches of rain and potentially up to 20 inches, according to AccuWeather. Meanwhile, coastal residents of the Carolinas on the U.S. East Coast are evacuating in the face of Category 4 Hurricane Florence. More than 1.7 million people are potentially in harm's way, causing President Trump to declare an emergency, With winds of 215 kilometres an hour overnight, Florence is still regarded as a Category 4 event, but weather experts predict it will slow as it approaches the warm coastal waters and could become a more destructive Category 5. The Hurricane Centre is expected to cover a stretch of coastline well into the weekend and inundate several states, causing life-threatening floods. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is anticipating that some areas will be without power for weeks following Hurricane Florence. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week. If you've got news you'd like to send us an email, send it to info@travelwritersradio.com.